heading up to the National Ag Genotyping Center and visit with the person in charge there, Megan O'Neill. Good afternoon, Meg.
Hello.
And I remember when we announced that the director of the National Ag Genotyping Center there was Megan Palmer. What has changed?
Oh, I have since gotten married.
Oh, my goodness. So is the luckiest guy on the planet from around here, or did you drag him into the territory?
Well, we met in Fargo, so neither of us grew up here, but we do consider Fargo our home now. So.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Excellent. A lot of people are glad you're here, especially the corn growers who... This was the National Ag Genotyping Center was their idea, and getting in Fargo took a lot of work by a lot of good people. So we're glad you're here.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Good deal. All right. Well, I guess we talked about assays and soil testing and all kinds of things, but it seems like one of the first big things now is the Bee Care Testing Service for honeybee diseases is something you're launching now this month.
Right. So it's our first group of tests that are fully validated, and they are ready for service to service all the beekeepers or anybody interested, whether they're hobbyists or part of a company. But the full screen encompasses 9 viruses and 2 bacteria. So these are all pathogens that are thought to affect the health of honeybees.
There seems to be 2 sides to the discussion about neonicotinoids and the use of them and how they affect the health of honeybees from corn farmers, and then of course from the activists out there who are saying those are some of the worst things in the world and all that. But so I guess both sides of that discussion could utilize your test and have some qualitative and quantitative data.
Right. So, they haven't really pinpointed what is the cause of the honeybee colony collapse. So part of our efforts are to help survey the health of the honeybees, also in efforts to save the neonics. So nobody really knows no one has pinpointed the cause of what is establishing these death rates. So, it was brought to our attention from the North Dakota Department of Ag last spring as a need. So by last summer, we had started our field testing, taking samples in with their help, getting this all polished up and ready to go for high throughput.
Excellent. Now, this is, like you said, there's no real clear... But there's been a lot of finger-pointing for about the last 10 years, so maybe this could put an end or maybe finally come to the conclusion of what is causing colony collapse disorder.
Hopefully. There are tests available to detect some of these viruses and bacteria that affect the honeybees. However, the turnaround time is really high, and a lot of these diseases are seasonal diseases. So if we can't turn around the test in a reasonable amount of time, then it becomes too late. So part of what we're doing here is, adhering to a fast turnaround time in efforts, to be proactive for those beekeepers.
Right. Now, well, you said you've already taken a look at some samples, or you're going to. Where are these samples from?
So the samples that we, kind of our test samples, after we developed the path panels, we wanted to test it on real honeybee samples. So they were collected. They were blindly collected, so we didn't know if they were healthy hives or hives that maybe exhibited some symptoms. But they were collected from North Dakota and eastern Missouri.
All right. And have you... done anything with them other than determine that, hey, these are going to be good tests? I mean, have you reached any conclusions yet?
We haven't reached any conclusions. We did find some healthy beehives and some not so healthy beehives, but that was to be expected. So I don't think we know enough. We haven't collected enough to be able to say this is the cause of this. And I'm not sure that our lab has those answers. That would be more of for the researchers.
Right. And, of course, this, you know, we're talking acute. Here's a list of the diseases: acute B paralysis virus, black queen cell virus, chronic B paralysis virus, deformed wing virus, and the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. American foul brood bacteric, European foul brood bacteria, things I've never heard of, but obviously things that are bees are vulnerable to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, okay. So this is in the list of testing or list of tests that the National Ag Genotyping Center has come up with. What is this one? Is this like 3, 4, 5 or number 2, or where are you at?
So this is the very first one. Okay. that is ready. We have 2 more corn assays that are almost ready. They're almost through the validation, and those are to detect Xanthomonas in corn or Goss's wilt. And then we have a slew of other projects in the queue that are not quite as far along, but they should be hopefully ready for service by this summer.
Okay, good. Now, we've all heard of Goss's wilt. That's coming and a little bit more frequent than people would like. Moving northward, Xanthomonas, what is that?
Xanthomonas. So it is a bacteria that was thought to be isolated to Africa, and they have since, about in this last 12 months, it's been identified in many states in the U.S., and it affects the yield of corn, and it requires a lesion, so, you know, a culmination of events with humidity and water, and then having the pathogen present, and it sort of causes the stalk to become slimy, and then it causes your yield to go down because the plants aren't healthy.
Right. Wow. Now, any idea? I know this is not your job to worry about this, but any idea on how it got to the U.S., 17 states in the U.S. from Africa?
No, that I do not know. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that the test we're developing is in collaboration with the USDA, mm-hmm. And it will be a quantitative test, so we will be able to detect a level and tell you have this many colony-forming units is how we denote it. So it'll be quite informative and hopefully very helpful.
All right. National Corn Growers Association, the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, a lot of people worked at getting the National Ag Genotyping Center in Fargo, and it's up and running and under the direction of Megan Palmer. So thanks for doing all that. You must have a lot of great toys, some of the latest cutting-edge scientific tools.
We do, absolutely. It's pretty remarkable what they're capable of.
All right. Well, we have to maybe have another open house so I can stop by and see what all the toys you have there.
I don't know. Maybe you can stop by, but
all right, because you've already had a couple of open houses.
We
I know.
Did. It's a lot of work. We have to halt all the lab work when we open it up to the public.
So. Okay. Well, maybe I'll just stop by someday, but I'll give you a warning that I'm approaching.
So. Sounds great.
All right, Megan Palmer. Congratulations on the new. Now, where can both honeybee producers and farmers get the bee care testing kits, I guess?
So they can go to our website, which is genotypingcenter.com, GenotypingCenter. And it'll be under the bee care. The price for the full honeybee screen per sample, if you submit 90 samples or more, it drives the price down to $50 per sample. If they're single or less than 90, less than a bulk shipment, then the price does go up to $75 a sample, but that is for the detection of all 11 pathogens.
All right.
So all of that is broken down on our website on the fee schedule for the honeybees.
Excellent. Thank you for all of that. It's science at work, and we sure appreciate the work you do.
Thank you.
You bet. Megan Palmer, National Ag Genotyping Center.